Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Everybody can sing this song.
This song is called Tarzan Boy. Did you play this specifically because Rhonda Gadsden used to own a monkey?
You know.
Malik.
That was my man.
The Super Bowl champion monkey.
Still get questions about Malik.
People, like, Rhonda Gadsden's been coming on the radio with us for years, and he's been a ubiquitous figure around South Florida since his Dolphins playing days, and ever since he revealed to us about a year ago that he bought a monkey after winning the Super Bowl with the Cowboys and named the monkey Malik, and then lost it for a couple hours and found it shivering in the refrigerator. I get more questions about Aronde and the monkey than anything that we've done on this show. That is a something that immediately went into show lore.
I get a weekly Malik question. I really do.
He's on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Former Dolphins receiver, Aronde Gadsden. He's a coach at American Heritage. You're already coaching again, your team, right? Your team is practicing or?
Yeah, we're getting ready.
Yeah.
Yeah, we actually played Heritage in a 7-on-7 yesterday.
Oh, you did?
I was at work. It was at 4 o'clock. But yeah, we're getting into it.
Did you guys hold your own?
I believe so. All right. I saw the film.
Aronde Gadsden, a legendary OG. He is with us. What's up, Aronde?
We did a friendly. That's what a hello. I'm here.
Yeah,
I'm here.
Yeah. What's up, Aronde?
Hey, we did a friendly yesterday. That's what we did, a friendly.
Oh, in soccer parlance. And how did the friendly work out for Heritage?
It went all right. You know, we both have friends on both of mutual friends, Tanning and myself, with Arturo Freeman and Pat Surtain and Nyheard Perry and Anthony Harris. There's a lot of Dolphins between those two schools. So we had a good time. I think it was more competitive for the coaches than the kids, to be quite honest.
It's about, what is it, 10? There's probably 10 of us out there, ex-Dolphins that coach at the two schools.
But will you guys play in a regular season matchup?
No, we're different.
No, we don't. We're different divisions, districts, you know.
The way that you say that, Aronde, leads me to believe you're in a more prestigious arena.
You go do that.
The way he said it.
I wouldn't say that. I just said we're in a bigger division. We're 5A. What are y'all, like, A and a half? What's your division?
We're three. But no, it goes off school size. It doesn't have nothing to do with the team. It goes off amount of students in the school, and we have a smaller student base.
Sounds like a dad explaining to his kids, it's not the size of our house, you see. It is the love that we have within these four walls.
Right.
I told my son that last week.
Let's jump into some NFL talk with Aronde because training camp opens next week. And the Cowboys, who you won your Super Bowl ring with, Dak Prescott, there's been a lot of talk about it. We had Michael Irvin on yesterday. We replayed it earlier today. Dak Prescott, is he worth breaking the bank for, in your opinion? Because he's going to get at least $30 million a season, at least $100 million guaranteed, probably more than that. Is he worth it, in your opinion?
Well, you know, it's a funny thing about, you know, quarterbacks, you know, when they go around, even when we talked about Tannehill, there's not a lot of them coming out, like, that you can, like, bet the farm on. I liken it to when they paid the red rifle, red wagon, whatever the guy's name is in Cincinnati.
Dalton.
Dalton. Remember, they gave Dalton a lot of money. Well, they didn't.
I wasn't listening. You said the red wagon.
No one's ever called him the red wagon, OG.
Okay, the red rifle.
The red wagon.
So, I just don't know who else they would get. You know what I mean? Like, he heard John Elway say it about all the quarterbacks he's been trying to champion since Peyton Manning left.
Right, Trevor Siemian.
You shake as many trees. Yeah, you shake as many trees as you want. There's not a lot of quarterbacks coming. And if you think that's your guy, you got to pay your guy and stick with him. Now, you know, if you start in the franchise and we at the park and I got the first pick at the park, would I pick Dak Prescott first? Probably not. But, you know, that's what Dallas got, and that's, you know, I'm pretty sure that's what they're going to stick with at this time.
And we had Michael Irvin on OG. I asked him because it was the three horsemen, whatever they called them, with Aikman,
Amigos, right.
The three amigos. Yeah, them, Aikman, Irvin, and Emmitt. And I asked Irvin flat out. I said, if Emmitt's not on that team, how many championships do y'all win? And he says zero. Is the game changing? Because it just seems like the
you said if Emmitt's not on that team.
If Emmitt's not on the team, do y'all win any championships? And Mike said they would won zero if Emmitt wasn't on the team. Why was it like that back in the day? And nowadays it seems like running backs, they treat them like they're backup guards.
Well, I think, you know, back in the day, you definitely did have a one running back system, and you know, you would build through the running back. I mean, and I think now, since you got 2-3 running back systems, and you know, the Patriots probably have mastered the 3 running back system, 2 running back system, I think you don't give the guy. I think we may have had the last one here, the last of Mohicans, when we ran Ricky, you know, 797 times in one game when Dave Wants that was coached.
As an estimate, or is that the actual number?
I think it's an estimate, but, you know, close. I just rounded it up. I think you just don't do that anymore. And I agree totally with Mike. I sat there, me and Malik, thank Emmitt Smith, you know, at least once a week for us getting us to the Super Bowl. But, I think you just don't do it anymore. You got to have at least 2 running backs. But if you got a good one, you give them carries. And, you know, they're trying to – I guess that's the blueprint there in Dallas, to have the 3-headed monster, the 3 amigos. And, you know, this year would probably be Dak, Amari Cooper, and Ezekiel Elliott. They'd have to pay him. They'd have to pay Ezekiel at least. You know, nothing works these days if you can't play action. And the play action, you know, you just don't get respected if you're not faking the ball to Zeke. If you're faking the ball to Albert Morris, or I don't know who the other running back there may be, but if you're faking to somebody else besides Zeke, the linebackers just drop like a 7-on-7. So it's kind of tough. He is one of those guys that you can give the ball 20, 22 times to and get a effective result. So I think, you know, you look at that and you look at what's going on with Melvin Gordon, you know, it's kind of tough not to pay that guy. But I think he got 3 years left on the contract, which is going to be kind of tough.
Aronde Gadsden is with us. We were talking about the Dolphins yesterday and expectations. And Vegas, they've got their over-under win total for the season at 4.5, which is epically low. So we know they're not going to be good. And I think everybody understands that. But do you think, we were talking yesterday, are they going to be truly awful, like Crowder's 1-15 team, which was an awful team? Yeah. They had a bad head coach. It was just an awful season.
No quarterbacks, just a tough team.
Or do you think they might be able to hang in some games?
Yeah, I had a team. I'm gonna take the over on that. I'm gonna take the over on 4.5. And by the way, as we talking about Vegas, Crowder, you owe me $37.50. I know you know nothing about it, but it was just, you know, the end of last year, and we had been talking, and you had one of your guys on that, you know, helps you lay money on the wood.
Rob Pizzola, probably.
Yeah, Rob Pizzola. And Channing, you agree with him, and I listened to you, and you tricked me. The CFL first game, I think the over was 53.5.
Oh, we had that bet, too. We had that bet. It was an awful bet.
And it was an awful bet, man. I put $37.50 on this, so you owe me that, Crowder. I listen to y'all. I listen to you. I wouldn't listen to Rob Pizzola. Channing might have done some research. He said they play awful in the first game. No, not much offense going to be scored. Man, oh, they got like 50 in the third quarter. Like, they were terrible.
I watched that game. It was brutal. Yeah, they did have like 50 in the first quarter.
But OG, I was in there with you, baby. All our money was riding together.
Who bets 37-50?
Yeah, I did because I had a parlay going and it just looked good for 37-50. But Chaddy owed me that, so next time I see you, three Tito tonics and three lines will be good.
I got you, baby.
We squashed the rest of it, the change, the 750, we just squashed that.
What
but
about
anyway,
sticking in the NFL, Aronde Gadsden is with us. One of go ahead.
I know, but we were talking about the Dolphins, and I'm taking the over. Will it be awful? Probably not. They'll be decent. I mean, we'll win the games and lose the games the same way we've been losing them for the last few years. And this is the learning curve, the new coach and new system and new players going to have to go through. But, you know, like last few years, we'd lose the game in Detroit. We lose a game like last year in Cincinnati. We up 17-0. Like, you know, that can't happen. That just can't happen. So I foresee us doing the same thing. But we'll win games that we shouldn't win, you know. So, you know, I'll be at the game and watch all home games, you know, from the stadium live. Not much of them, but I watch them.
And, OG, I was saying yesterday that there are respectable losses, and I think the text line got on me. Some people tweeted me, but there are respectable losses, right?
Yes, they are respectable losses. Still losses nonetheless, but they're respectable losses. They're losses you can learn from, grow from as a team, come back and try not to make those mistakes or whatever caused you to lose a game. You know, you and I know it's a fine line. You know, those who don't play sometimes don't know the backstory, what goes on during the week or what happens when you get out there. But, you know, the regular things are going to, you know, rear the ugly head, sacks, turnovers, you know, long third downs. You know, they don't stop people on third and long. Things like that always raise his ugly head, especially when you got a young team and team who hadn't been together. So it's going to be tough. You know, the quarterback situation is going to play a big part in it as well. So we just, you know, it's like college. We change coaches like college. So we got to – that's the freshman year, the kids that they brought in. So hopefully by the senior year, the kids that we brought in, they'll be good.
When Dolphins training camp opens next week, Aronde, I'm sure Ryan Fitzpatrick will be taking the snaps with the starters. When it comes down to game one regular season, who would you prefer to be out there as the starting quarterback? Right now, without having seen either of them in training camp, Ryan Fitzpatrick or Josh Rosen?
Probably Ryan Fitzpatrick. You know, I don't want to be unfair to Josh Rosen. I hadn't really seen him since UCLA. I didn't watch him in Arizona, to be quite honest. But I know he, you know, everybody plays good in a different system. You know, it may not be his system, but I think Ryan Fitzpatrick, because he's a vet, because he knows how to handle the locker room and command the huddle, will probably get the best results early on. Now, you know, according to his conditioning, you know, how he is out there on the field and how he takes hits. You know, he's a gunslinger, so he's not going to change that. When he gets a chance to throw the ball, he's going to throw the ball. And if we are behind, like we, you know, most of us figure they'll be a lot of the time, well, that plays right into his wheelhouse. He wants to throw it. He's going to throw it. And we'll see how it works out. You know, I think, you know, we'll have to see how Josh Rosen goes and you know, go from there. I hope Josh Rosen works out, but, you know, I'm not sure.
Hey, OG, my last one, man. How do you feel about these players, especially Keenan Allen? He's leading the charge, bitching about their Madden ratings. Bruh, go work out. Go get right. What the hell you worry about your Madden rating for?
Yeah, I think we talked about that. Pat and I talked about that on the bus going to that friendly yesterday at U School, because all the kids were asking, hey, you know, and Pat was saying he was a 98, and I was like, pro. You're talking about you played in 98? Oh, that was your rate. No, it was your rate. He looked it up, and that's what was in 96. So his last year with the Dolphins was 96. I think my best one was 77. But who cares about Madden rating? Nobody cares about that.
Says the guy with the 77.
You're right. Says the guy with the 77. I think Keenan Allen, Keenan Allen may have a point. Like, I think he might have been he might have done a disservice to him with the route running and the catching. I think he's much better than numbers say. But the guys who make the games don't play football. So we just have to go with that and work it out. But it does show how much credence that we put into Madden, and Madden's been out for so long, and it's been so good to everybody that people do care about their rating. I mean, it'd be interesting to see what your best numbers were, Channing, when you played.
I'm right there around you, OG. I believe Solana looked
okay,
him up.
Right,
yeah,
okay.
we in those high 70s, low 80s.
Okay. Yeah. Mine was 77, so it's no 80s. But all right, we'll go with that.
Ronde Gadsden, wait till you see these new studios that we're in, OG. I don't know if you knew that we moved, but wait till you see this place.
No. Where is it exactly? Can you tell me?
We're in Little Haiti, Lemon City,
Little
El
River.
Portal, yeah, Little River.
Okay,
it's the Citadel building. So we do the show. We're on the second floor. The first floor is a giant food hall, and the roof is a rooftop bar. I'm telling you, OG,
wow.
You're gonna want to get yourself back into radio,
the
man.
The Tito's in line,
there you
bro.
Go. We're gonna have to do an in studio.
Yes.
Next time we talk, we have to do an in studio. Give me some time here. Yeah, maybe I can slip away from practice or get down there before practice really starts. But that's a little drive. You got to get me down there and back before traffic. So that means early.
Ronde's like talking to the guy at the deli in Boca. Think about this is a conversation I would have with Mel at 2J's on Glades Road. I got to get there early because traffic. You got to get me in and out. And I don't care
real.
If I miss the end of the movie. I don't want to be stuck with everyone leaving the
right.
theater at the same time.
Right.
It's a Ronde Gadsden we're talking about. Guy's celebrating OG in the end zone. I mean, this guy is worried about the easy out on traffic.
Listen, I saw the mule. I can tell you how the mule, the movie ended. He gets caught. I can tell you, so I can leave a little early. You can have your matzo ball soup. It's good at 2J's. I can tell you that. You can have that.
Oh, goodness. All right, Ronde. Thanks for making time, man. All right,
hey, man, no problem. Next time we'll do an in-studio.
No doubt.
And you owe me that $37.50. And next time we at 2J's, give me one of those black and white cookies.
Oh, those black and white cookies are the best. The best. Ronde has been to 2J's. That's what they're known for. Good for you. COG.
Hey, come on. Come on. All right, later.
He's a man of the people. Ronde Gadsden, he is a man of the people. I think he called your school a and a half.
I'm going to have to get with OG. He got to see me on that one.
All right. Ronde did not disappoint. He never does. Brian Geltzeiler, who you hear on SiriusXM NBA Radio, and you see him on NBA TV, he's scheduled to join us at 5 o'clock. Solana does have Crowder's official Madden ratings. We'll tell you what it is when we come back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.